Sci-Fi. Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a, what do I say here? Well, we're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids studio on shrobhomevideo.com. I got no headroom, man. I got no headroom.
I'll give you some headroom.
What else do we say?
Starburns audio produced audio.
Well, we don't say that anymore, but we could. I mean, the man is here. It's a sci-fi podcast.
Yeah. One believer, one guest, two guests, one skeptic today.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friends. They need no introduction for this audience. It's Dan Harmon and Rob Sharp.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God. You guys. Harmon, you've been here recently, so we're gonna move to Shrob.
What? Right?
For the wow scale.
Yeah, we do something called the wow scale. Stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz to gauge your interest in conspiracy theories. Right.
You're acting like I've never been on this show before.
Well, you haven't been on a long time, and we need to recalibrate.
That's what I'm saying. You act like it.
I act correctly?
Right.
See, you... Okay. When do we play the wild scale?
Are you
Aaron,
okay?
Why are you not
are
up
you
there?
Right? Are you okay?
Can I out you, Harmon, or would that make it worse? Can I out you, or would that make it worse?
People should know that Abed got me high.
Okay, Abed got Harmon high, so he's a little in his head.
Some crazy Middle Eastern pot.
And it's weed that Willie wouldn't smoke because he said the last time he went to the emergency room with a panic attack. And that's the last thing I heard before I came.
Right. But Willie, okay.
that story in particular, it was actually while we were shooting Googie. I was working 40 hours a week, and then all my other time was at that. And I took a bong hit of indica, and I don't smoke indica. So I spent 2 hours trying to get my heart rate down, and then I just went to the ER.
What did they do? What did they do? Did they do anything?
They told him he was an idiot.
Where
did you go? He's like, dude, I got so stoned. And they were like, fuck me. Sit down.
There's a guy with a stab wound. We got this motherfucker in here. Yeah.
She said that there was some, what do they call the fluid in your heart? Some
blood?
Oh, is this when you maybe had like a micro heart attack?
Yeah. They said that there was some fluid that is in your heart that was in my blood.
Blood? So, okay, yeah.
So I may have had a mini heart attack.
We're making it so much worse. We're making it so much worse.
Cardiac fluid.
No, that there's not supposed to be special fluid in your heart. Excuse me. There's not supposed to be special fluid in your heart because that's what gave you the mini heart attack.
They found heart juice in another part of his body. Yeah. That's how they knew he had a heart attack.
Really?
It's like finding brake fluid in your carburetor.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. That's not good, man.
Yeah, they said, so you did have a mini event. And I'm like,
mini event?
We got to move on.
Yeah.
We have to.
It's so gross thinking about the heart with all those veins and that there's special, like, cooling.
Yeah, I don't like looking at that. I don't want to look at that ever. I don't want none of that.
All right, don't
freak
take a
him.
Breath. Take We're gonna breath. Talk to Shrob. We're gonna do.
Yeah,
his...
just chill out. Let me take over.
Just listen to his answers. These will sober you.
Okay, give me some 5 answers.
Okay,
so much mumbling off camera is driving me crazy.
I generally agree with you and try not to point it out.
Okay,
because they're doing
their
best.
Can the audience at home hear that? Because
no, they can't.
Okay, because it's really distracting.
It's like shooting in
Italy here.
Note given. No, what? Have you shot in Italy? Is that what they do?
Well, like in Italy, they don't, like, they'll like do construction and stuff like that because they're going to loop everything later on.
Yeah.
So like you'll be like in the middle of a scene. John Saxon will be talking to like Jack Palance and going like, oh, we've got to find the dead body. And somebody goes, and then they go, and they'll be like, Jesus Christ, I can't fucking act when they're cutting the wood and shit. And they're like, well, we're going to loop it later.
But then they never do, apparently.
Well, they do, but I mean, if you're the first time actor in Italy, you know, you're not used to that.
Are you repeating a story that yes. John Saxon told you?
Well, I not personally, but like on a DVD. Yeah.
Which one's John Saxon?
Which one was John Saxon?
Yeah.
Well, he's just he's just a character actor that's in many movies. He was in Nightmare on Elm Street. He played the sheriff father, and he was also in many, many things.
Wow scale.
Are you a wed or are you a willy?
All right, let's get to the wow scale.
Here we go. Dusk Till Dawn.
First question.
Okay, here we go.
Three parter.
Just so much. Okay, great.
Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I have to believe in some kind of alien because the universe is infinite, and it would be silly to think that there isn't life outside of this planet.
Yeah.
Simple yes or no, man.
Have
simple
they
question, man.
Have they visited...
This guy's a...
Have they visited this planet in the last 300 years?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe you're an alien. Jesus Christ.
Shots fired, man. What the fuck? Question number two. Ghosts?
Ghosts? Dependent, I think energy cannot be created or destroyed, so I think a person's energetic pattern probably repeats itself past the life of the body.
Some sort of echoes or something?
An echo, but I don't think there's like, oh, I'm going to talk to my grandma, and
right.
She's like going, hey, I'm very proud of your recital that you did. I don't think that happens.
Those genes don't fit you.
Yeah, right? I think you could see, like, maybe feel a presence or something like that, but that's like residual echo energy or whatever like that, because, you know, there is no God.
Have you guys seen Ghosts much on Disney Plus?
That sounds like a great show.
What's the premise of that show?
Ghosts much? ? It's three girls that inherit a ghost store,
and they're like Valley Girls, kind of. They're like kind of 2D.
No, they're yes, and they're the spies.
Oh, and they work for Homeland Security.
Are we done with my five questions?
No.
Question number three, Bigfoot?
Bigfoot, no.
All right. Psychics?
No.
Are you superstitious?
Am I superstitious? Yes.
What do you have one that you could tell us about?
Well, I don't know. Defining superstition, I mean, like I...
A lot of people say it's like OCD kind of stuff.
I think that's more of a mental thing than
right.
anything. But I do, like, I believe in the law of attraction.
Nice.
Does that fall underneath that? If you are going, this isn't going to work out, this is going to work out, this is going to work out, and it doesn't work out, and say, see, I didn't work out. I think you brought that to yourself. Is that superstition?
No, I think that would be more in... like the power of the mind.
Okay.
Manifesting things. You
manifesting.
Know?
Yeah. I believe in manifesting big time. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So do I.
Manifest my balls? Thanks a bunch.
All right. You're like a... Oh, no. Oh, God.
Next time on Ghosts Much. Sarah's been imprisoned in the ghost zone.
I'm afraid, young ladies, all of your ghost seeing.
You'll never take me alive, doctor.
Ghosts some, ghosts none, ghosts much. Boom.
That was the theme song. It was
so weird. They went to a different one eventually, but like that was the original for the pilot.
It was.
And people were like, what is this theme song saying?
Ghost much.
You can hear the guy at the end of the theme song realize he shouldn't have done it. That's what's crazy about it.
Yeah,
so
they like, Goddamn son of a... You're a fucking loser.
Is my chair the only one making all that sound?
It's just in your head. Shrab, you're a 2 on the WoW scale. So you're more of a two? You're more of a Wade than a Willy. I'm okay. A 0. Willy's a 5. You're a 2.
Okay.
Do you remember what you were, Harmon?
I think... No.
Harmon's in a state of transition. He's opening his mind up to more things. I think we called you a 3, maybe.
3 sounds right. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I burped into the...
Hey, Willy, can I get a beer?
Got to eat that mic.
Did they not do this for Kelly's show?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
It's like, what did this... let me read out of the yellow pages here.
So here's the thing. They're doing us a favor, so we can't say anything, but if you would like to yell at them...
They're obviously not paying attention to the show because we're talking about it right now.
They're making the TV station.
I know, it's a little distracting.
And it's your TV station.
It's my TV station.
So we did. Okay, we didn't do the. Are we ready?
Here is Savan laughing in the background.
We didn't do the WoW scale queue. Are we ready for the topic queue? Willy, what are we talking about?
Tonight. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Pyramids. I feel like the only thing anybody ever talks about are the misconceptions of pyramids. Let's get into it. Let's talk about where they are and what they could be.
I believe in pyramids.
Do you believe in pyramids?
I believe in pyramids.
Find out tonight
on Real Life Sci-Fi. That I believe in pyramids. Wade, you don't believe in pyramids.
Boom. Okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear any of that. I was doing the audio cue.
You don't believe in pyramids?
Hang on.
Okay.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Okay. You believe in pyramids.
I've seen photos of them.
So, the subheadings of the pyramid topic would probably be, I know one of them would be relocation, right?
You mean civilizations?
Outside, like no, the people that, talk about how there's...
so loud outside.
There's... different kinds of water stains on the bottoms of the pyramids, like the implication that the pyramids
they weren't. Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Willie's the expert, but like the Nile used to go by them, and in years it has changed course.
Oh, well, so that's not very
the Nile
spooky.
Changed course.
It's just a river move.
Well, the river has moved.
What's he doing? What is that?
Oh, man.
What is that?
You're so bad at this.
What is he doing?
You have to call out everything.
Well, I don't know. It's a little distracting when somebody goes...
This is instead of smoking. I'm doing this.
The show?
It's nicotine.
Oh. Do you believe in nicotine?
I believe in a lot of this stuff. I'm not the guy here to just, like negate everything. I'm just here to have a conversation.
Okay.
So in Egypt, the idea is that they didn't build the pyramids 8 miles away from the Nile, and that the Nile has migrated. But even when they say that those pyramids were built, the Nile wasn't right next to the pyramids. And so the idea is that they're way older.
The Nile.
But they're so much older that they've moved 8 miles, and they used to be right at the
Detroit.
Pyramids.
So you're saying that the pyramids are slowly moving? Everybody's laughing.
No, that's how it is. The river is moving.
Has slowly moved 8 miles
away.
That's
how old the pyramids are.
Thousands and thousands of years.
River's moving amount of time is how long they've been in the same place.
So you're saying that they're older than we thought they were.
Yeah.
Wow. And we thought they were pretty old, Jack.
We were thinking the current accepted history is that they are from 3,000 BC, so about 4 to 5,000 years ago, something like that, 2,600.
Bit of time.
And so even if that were when they were built, we still just don't have everything right about
what has happened since then.
What do you think a pyramid really got you back then? I mean, I know the idea is they thought it gave them maybe afterlife. That doesn't seem like anybody really. But I don't know. But yeah. Well, the next question.
Well, no,
yeah,
hang on.
No,
hang
let's
on.
Just jump right into it. Right.
What do you guys think about pyramids? What do you think they were for?
Nah.
You know, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not into it. Don't like them.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Why?
Not my cup of
man. If I would have known this is what you guys were going to talk about, I would have been.
Harmy no likey.
Pyramids. Wow.
Pyramid.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, okay, so help me out here. Pyramids, okay, they're made out of bricks and stuff like that with stone and things like that. And there's like
catacombs bricks.
And
yeah,
things
just
like
that.
A
house, yeah.
But they're mostly brick, right? They're not mostly tunnels. It's not like, I mean, they're huge. They're as big as like an apartment complex, bigger. But there's no rooms in there. There's like in the middle of it, like a tomb where they would bury their dogs and servants and stuff along with them.
Yeah.
Well, the scene.
And then there's like tunnels and things like that. But for the most part, it's just a big giant triangle with like a little house inside of it, right? Right?
So here's the thing is
okay,
that like.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Like, the accepted. Everybody has accepted that every pyramid was a tomb. But they've never found a mummy inside of a pyramid. Mm. Even when they unearthed in the 50s, when they found some that were...
They come alive.
People take their toes. Yeah. They're probably
I heard
all
that they smoked... On. They used to smoke mummies. They did. They would take like... They would,
that's
they,
crazy.
Take, they would grind up mummies and smoke them, and they would think like, oh, because I'm going to get stoned off of a mummy. They thought it was healthy, too.
So I would never do that, but I know some people that probably would smoke a mummy.
Smoke a mummy.
In Egypt, there are... let me go through some numbers real quick.
I think some Abed pot. I think you smoked a mummy.
I think I smoked a mummy.
Fucking Abed.
In Egypt, there's about 155 pyramids.
155?
Right. And so what's crazy is in China, there's like 250.
What?
Pyramids? And you never hear about those. The Chinese government for a long time were planting... vegetation over them to hide them from people.
Why would they hide their pyramids?
Yeah, why? What's up, Willie? Why?
You got them, honey.
I'm
flaunt them.
I like my guess without knowing anything is that they were probably trying to research them without letting anybody know.
Oh, they like, want that pyramid power to themselves, and want to share that with science.
In the Indian Ocean, there's dozens of pyramids.
The Indian Ocean,
like the Canary Islands, has pyramids.
Canaries.
In northern Sudan and in Bolivia, there's like over 200 pyramids. In Peru, there's 300 pyramids. And in Central America, they claim there's over 10,000 pyramids in Central America.
Aztecs.
Wow.
But those are the jagged pyramids.
You know,
those
are the steppy steps.
He doesn't like those.
They're not real pyramids.
I like the smooth ones.
Yeah, I do like the smooth ones.
But if you get close, they're jagged.
They're more than jagged. They're like, it's like steps. A Lego. It's like a Lego thing.
Oh, thanks.
Wade, baby, the world, whether you like it or not, is changing under your feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pyramids ain't all smooth, honey.
Did you get
a text from somebody?
I did.
Well, read it to us.
Are we taking calls? Yes, we're taking calls.
Do you want us to come back when you're ready?
This was about the show. That motherfucker right there texted me.
Maybe we need to problem solve.
What is he taking? What is it?
Are we taking calls?
Self-sabotage.
Hold up a let's take some calls. Don't text him.
No, they have to set it up. They have to set it up. You don't understand what it takes. You just, where's your house, Topanga Canyon? You just sit there and you expect it all to go smoothly. There's a lot of things that need to happen here.
No, I mean, I wouldn't.
You don't
be able
even
do
know
this.
Where I live, thank God.
Topanga Canyon, I guess.
No, it isn't. You won't ever find me. I'm hiding from you.
I can talk to Kate and get your address very easily.
Right.
And then I'm going to show up.
And then you're going to be like, hey.
No, I think we would have fun hanging out.
I think we would too.
Yeah.
Ghost fun and ghost such. Ghost mysteries, ghost much.
Ghost Much.
Brought to you by Ghost Much. Did someone
ghost
say
munch.
Ghost Much?
Ghost
and
munch.
Ghost Much. All their sponsors are.
They all dropped out.
Got milk.
Got ghost.
All right, so pyramids. Takes all kinds, it sounds like.
Yeah,
sounds boy, like they're everywhere.
Well, it's crazy. Yeah, I didn't know how many pyramids there were all over the world.
Who do you think ripped off who?
Well, I mean, I take it like, because they're all kind of a little different. Like, if you look at like Angkor Wat in India, where they're like castle. It looks like a castle pyramid.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
But it was hidden in the jungle.
Now do you hear what I'm saying?
Why is it considered, a pyramid if it looks like a castle?
Oh, bro, man, you're going to get canceled. you're going to get so canceled.
They are proud of calling it a pyramid, and just because you're culturally unaware doesn't mean they can't call them that.
Look at this gross ass stain on your microphone.
Willie, I think the way to go is just bulldoze,
yeah,
man.
All right,
because
all right.
They're going
to. you know, the word pyramid
comes from the
Greek
letter.
Yes, yes.
Oh shit!
It means fire in the center.
Oh shit! Well, there.
You should have farted.
And so, one idea is that these pyramids actually are from a different time, and we don't know. First off, we don't know how they built them. And there's definitely. there's one pyramid in particular that kind of debunks the way that they built them, because it was built on top of a mountain. And goes into the mountain, and it has an open air top.
Wow!
And it was built at the same time, so like they didn't take the well. What,
does the fire mean anything?
Well, so there's this guy. Let's jump straight into this.
He thinks they're like geothermal fusion reactors,
something in that realm where it's like, you know, we use technology to help us do things. One idea is that the pyramid technology is using, because we're computers, it uses the earth to connect us to the earth.
Oh.
And so we're actually like machines that are being helped by
their little
the energy of the earth.
They're antennae.
They're
like little Wi-Fi routers.
Yeah, but more so not to like share information, but to connect us to everything.
Mm.
So there's this guy, Joe Parr. He did all these. He did all this research on pyramids, and he came up with this idea. If you had a pyramid structure, and you spun it in a centrifuge with alternating magnetic currents, it basically creates a ball of energy around it that blocks gamma radiation. And so he thinks that the pyramids, using the rotation of the Earth, kind of have this thing where they can transport you to different dimensions. Or so you connect you to intelligent beings. Like have you heard of people who've done DMT and they talk about seeing
God.
A geometrical world and seeing
God.
Beings
I
that are working
God.
That notice them?
Yeah.
And so one idea is that like sure they did drugs to get there, but like maybe the pyramids could connect people to the architects of the universe, if there were such a thing. And that since all that information is lost, we don't know what these are. They're like, this is a fucking tomb. And there's not running water underneath it.
There's no mummies. In
And so, like, if you take Tesla's plan for a free energy device, he mapped out how it would work.
Is this true?
It's exactly the same way the Great Pyramid is built, with the chambers above it. Needs running water underneath it to...
Yeah. Dan, you know Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Elon?
Good friend. Hung out with him.
The dead man?
The dead man?
Tesla?
Yeah.
Tesla?
You're talking about Elon? Tesla's dead.
Tesla invented time
Nikola.
Travel.
Oh, my God.
Nikola.
All right, we got a caller. Is this a good time?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's a good time.
This will be great. Excellent. Listen to this.
Eric, we got Eric on the line. He wants to put me in mummy movies.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Eric?
Yo, Eric. Yeah. What up, Eric?
Is this what it was like at Harbortown?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted some of your guys' opinions on the Mummy franchise. I'm a big fan of Brendan Fraser in those movies.
Not the Tom Cruise ones.
No.
Just you like Brendan that dark Fraser. Universe? You're a dark universe
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, dark universe.
You like that you dark were, universe?
No, he's
like,
anti that. Universe? He's anti that.
Oh, you're anti that?
Anti
dark. You don't like the dark universe.
I was born in 93. I like Black Lagoon. I like...
93, Black Lagoon.
A lot of those kids do.
I like that stuff.
Yeah,
I don't like the way that they tried to tie it in.
Hold on.
I want to know why no Tarzan. Why no Tarzan in the dark universe?
Why no Tarzan in the Mummy movies?
If you're trying to be Avengers, you know that, and let's face it, that's what they were.
Yeah,
trying.
The guy was
then
raised
you need to
by
be like
aliens.
Avengers. Why you don't put Tarzan in the
where's
dark
Zorro?
Universe?
Why isn't Zorro and the Gill Man hanging out?
Where's Captain Nemo?
Where's Captain
Paul
Tenille?
Bunyan?
Are these Universal monsters?
Yes,
they're they universally monsters.
Paul Bunyan.
Swamp Thing.
Overall, with story progression.
You just want us to talk about the Mummy movies, the Brendan Fraser movies.
He's still
just the first two, and possibly the Scorpion King.
So okay, just the first two.
You just want us to touch on those?
I don't think they're real.
Were they good? I was so excited about them as a child. I just want to know.
Let's find out.
Well, I was a little older than you, and I think that you know that's one of those things because I remember younger people were very excited about the first Brendan Fraser Mummy movie.
Yes.
Yeah. It was just sort of one of those things where you go like,
were
oh.
you bringing up Brendan because he was George of the Jungle and that's kind of like Tarzan? Is that how you got to that?
No,
he's got the collar.
Introduction into Brendan Fraser,
though. Oh, right.
Brendan Fraser was in The Mummy.
So you haven't seen George School
the
Ties? They didn't make you watch School Ties?
The Mummy my introduction to Brendan Fraser. Then Encino Man.
Blast from the Past? Did you see Blast from the Past?
Did you see Blast from the Past?
No.
Well, I mean, you got to watch Blast from the Past. Until you watch Blast from the Past, we can't really talk to you.
Is there a pyramid in it?
There's an underground bunker, which is kind of like a pyramid. It's kind of like a tomb.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you don't need us to validate the Mummy movies,
I know.
Right?
I didn't like Brendan Fraser in comedies where he needed to play like an action character because I...
Dudley Doolittle?
I felt like he... I don't know. I mean,
Looney Tunes back in action. Looney Tunes.
It felt a little too forced always, so I didn't watch the Mummy series because I was like, okay, they got their effects and they got someone they think everyone's gonna love, and I just assumed I wasn't gonna like it.
Yeah,
I'm pro Mummy movies. I like them. There's bugs and stuff. It's like Indiana Jones.
I think I saw the first one.
Yeah.
The first one is absolutely the best. Who was the guy that was like his cousin or like his
Anton Fraser,
the librarian? I thought that his comedic performance was amazing.
You know who it was?
Yeah, wasn't Steve Zahn in the first?
Well, no. He's a guy that actually auditioned for Heat Vision and Jack.
Steve Zahn?
No, it's not Steve Zahn, but the guy that's in
Mummy.
He was the guy that he was kind of. He also was in another Steve Summers movie, Deep Rising, I think. If we're talking about the same guy, he was the guy that like would hold up a cross, and then he held up something else, and then he held up like the Star of David, and then the mummy said, "Oh, the
Charlie."
Wait,
you know who I'm talking?
That was Benny. He throws him off the boat.
Right.
Goodbye. He goes goodbye, Benny. He auditioned for Heat Vision and Jack.
Yeah, he auditioned for Paragon.
Paragon. Oh. Paragon.
Wow. I know.
That would have been awesome. That would have been so cool.
You would have liked that better.
All right.
You would have liked that better than Vincent Schiavelli.
Eric, thanks for the call. Whoa. Ooh. Are we getting some tea? Are we spilling some tea here? You didn't like Paragon?
No, he loved him.
Okay. Let's do the next call. This is Anders.
Don't flatter yourself.
Anders, what's up,
hey,
man?
Everybody.
Yo.
Hey, Durs.
Oh, hey, nothing much.
Durs, workaholics loved it.
Listen, I was wondering what you guys, what's your take on Teen Wolf?
I'm sorry.
Are you sure you got your name right?
What's your question? All right, you're Scandinavian, Anders.
Well, my question, I guess, is kind of geographical and geographical in nature.
Okay.
I'm wondering, with the volume of pyramids, if they were all to form with the bottoms of each pyramid kind of on the outside, if they formed a sphere, would it be like a perfect sphere, do you think?
Yeah, like how well distributed would it be? What would it look like if you could hit a button that showed you all the pyramids and erased all the other layers of Earth? Like, would it be concentrated, or would it look like a bat, or would it? Yeah, to what extent would it circumnavigate the globe?
I saw.
Thank God you're stoned, because I had no idea what he was saying.
I had the same. I was wondering the same thing in my head.
I couldn't have worded it that way. So, thank you. One idea I saw was that when you have a sphere moving around, you basically the energy points generated from the center would be like a Merkaba. An inverted pyramid on an inverted pyramid.
That's
that would
a
make a...
Oh, it would look like an hourglass? Like two funnels?
It would look like the Star of David spinning around on the Earth.
Yikes.
And so one idea is...
Awkward.
anywhere on the Earth where if you made that energy Merkaba... That's where a lot of the major pyramids are. So they actually are. I've seen a video where they pointed a bunch out. Now, I didn't know that there were thousands in Central America, but
and you didn't know that India was going to start calling castles pyramids. I don't want to get all right wing about it, but
but in the same vein, those things, whatever, they have a lot of nodal points on them that if they were harnessing this subtle energy that we are,
they got the nodal points. Yeah, like the little parapets and little guys with bows and arrows, and it's a castle.
Castle.
It's a pyramid with nodes.
So would it be a sphere though?
No,
or are there too many?
It would look like a kind of cosmic black widow hourglassy thing.
Yeah.
It's like almost a DNA maybe helixy thing. Two pyramids inverted on top of each other, you said.
Yeah, those are all a lot of the main, like if you took the Earth,
okay,
but the inverted pyramids at all of those major points, there are pyramids there. Right. And
so there you go. Somebody called with a question and they got it.
Right, and
they
I'm like
the answer.
That's your answer. All right, let's move on.
Next question,
Luke. Pyramids are landing pads for UFOs. Pound key,
landing strips.
What's up, Luke?
Hey guys.
Hey.
Yeah, loving life up here in Canada. Just
throw that in our face.
Kinds of pyramids and whatnot.
I love Canadians
and lumpies and stuff. What do you guys think about the idea that some of them are landing pads for UFOs?
Have you guys heard of this idea?
Well, why would it be? Why would you land on no pyramid, man?
I wouldn't land on no pyramid.
That doesn't seem.
That's the thing I want to go around before
I
land.
Yeah, man, I'll land next to a pyramid.
I'll meet you near the pyramid after I land nowhere.
But I'm not
going to
land on a pyramid.
I'm not
going to
land on the pyramid. That's called crashing. That is what we call crashing.
I'm glad you guys are in agreement.
Maybe y'all got different words.
And I just saw the coolest
aliens, but,
handshake I've ever seen.
Did you guys just reveal your secret handshake? Where you just sort of mash your fingers together?
There is a one particular.
Oh, I lost my phone.
I forget where it is. Oh, there it is.
Oh my God! There it is with a thud.
Is it in Vietnam or somewhere?
Well, there's one pyramid.
Vietnam pyramids.
There's one complex in Mexico and I or Central America. I forget which one it was, but they have what looks like a landing pad,
And the material that it's made out of is the stuff that they put on the bottom of the space shuttle as a heat shield.
Whoa.
And the closest quarry of that was like 200 miles away. And so some people think that because that material is specifically on this part that looks like a landing pad, that they did land there.
Land on a pyramid.
Well, I was thinking that it would be like a centrifugal. I was thinking it would be like a centrifugal force thing where you're just spinning like on a top, right?
Oh, it's like a, that's how you land. We're thinking about planes. They're they would snap
like a basketball
to
a
big
on a
magnetic
finger.
Column yes. in the air, and it would go. Yeah. It would go like.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
and then they would
cool.
beam down through the the center.
You're not a skeptic.
I'm here for conversation, man. Don't pigeonhole me as anything, man. I'm just here.
We're going to... I don't know how to do it. How do you do Trump? I've never done a Trump impression.
What do you mean?
I can't... here was my bit. Anyone who, I was going to do the... I was going to riff on the...
Say huge. That might huge, get you into it. Huge.
It was a big...
I'm going to be president again. And we're gonna call these Indian structures castles. I don't know what you. I don't know if you about you, but
they were huge. They were huge castles. The big castles. They were big.
But trust me, they were castles.
They were castles.
I don't want to call them.
Some people would call them pyramids. I call them castles. I don't know. They're huge.
Nobody I know calls them pyramids.
No, nobody likes them.
The Trump Tower is taller than the. I can't fucking.
Oh my God, that is like.
I think this guy would. Dude,
the Trump Tower.
All right, let's go to Jim's call. I'm calling about Jim's you lie call? Perfect. I don't know what Jim is saying here. Jim, what's up?
Hey, Wade.
Hi.
I'm calling to ask about
it's fucking terrifying.
And Dan's opinion on which fans post stuff from it or from his old MySpace blog on the internet. Is that something that you would rather people not do? Do you care at all?
If people post stuff that I from my MySpace blog.
Yeah, people dig up old things and then post them. Is that something you'd rather fans not do, just to stay out of the, you know, potential cancellation zone?
Yeah, I mean,
is there a pyramid in your question?
Yeah, I suppose in general, I hope that everyone generally forgets that I ever existed on the internet. I don't.
I think he was asking for permission to.
Oh, is there something?
No,
is there
I'm not
no?
No.
I mean, if you're a fan of Dan's, don't post something that's going to get him canceled.
But he's not asking because he has a plan to do.
Yeah, yeah. Anything. Just what he think about
he
it.
Just, he just wants to.
But he also says when you're dead. What is that? When you're dead.
What? You'll be perfect when you're dead.
Oh, you'll be perfect when you're dead. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my ex-wife published like a hardcover book of, not hardcover.
That's
but,
right.
But,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, comparatively hardcovered to what we came to call a book, which is electronic, therefore very soft. but an actual hard print.
Good pyramid question.
Let's move on. Is this really David Hartman? I'm curious about the relationship between salt and pepper.
This Hartman?
Is this David?
Hello?
Is,
yes?
Is this David Hartman?
This is another David Hartman.
Oh, okay.
Not the drawing fellow or the morning show host. Who I think also starred in some tennis movies. I'm not really sure.
All right. What is the salt and pepper question you have?
Oh, I was just curious about if anyone there had some insight, real or imagined, about how salt met pepper in this world, and if there's ever been any, you know, interesting sidebars or conspiracies involving salt mines in particular, as they fascinated me. They fascinated me when I was little.
You mean the substances?
The mines themselves.
In pyramids? In pyramids?
I haven't heard the Great Pepper Conspiracy. Salt is a flavor enhancer, he argues, while pepper is its own flavor. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't. I want to look into
But you said how salt met pepper.
I was doing the hacky. My mind immediately went to the wrappers.
Why is that hack? Because I thought the same thing too.
Well,
what are you trying to say?
We're both hacks.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
No, I'm talking about the spices.
Sure. No. Right. Yeah.
And how they pertain to pyramids.
How did they meet each other? I don't know,
did
man.
Did they meet in a pyramid?
I feel like it's a king thing. Because they couldn't, they would get their heads cut off if the food didn't taste good, so they put salt.
When you say meat, do you mean on America's kitchen table, or you know, or do you mean?
No, I'm not talking about a well-seasoned steak. I'm talking about the journey of mankind discovering and consuming, and eventually joining.
I see. Okay, all right, great.
There was certainly a long period of time where some people were aware of salt,
right?
Others pepper.
Like when was it decided? Yeah, why didn't we?
When did peanut butter meet chocolate?
Was there ever a time when it was like salt, pepper, and cumin, and cumin hung in there?
Yeah,
like,
cumin's like what the fuck?
Maybe cumin cumin funded this whole. There should be three tabletop standard default de rigueur seasonings. They should just be on the table.
Cinnamon. What about cinnamon?
And Henry Cumin funded this because he was pushing, and then he picked salt and pepper because they're less flavorful than cumin.
Yeah,
but it backfired.
Well, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Pepper. Yeah, maybe it's a flavor, but it's a spice. Whereas like cinnamon or cumin, it'll change the entire flavor.
Oh, I've spilled some pepper on my hand. My sweaty hand, pretty tasty.
We got Johnny. I'm wondering about the pyramids that Willie is talking about. If they aligned with
my balls.
Ouch.
No, they changed the color. Now I can't read it. What's up, Johnny? What's your question?
Represent.
Do you do comedy sports, Johnny?
What's it?
Do you do comedy sports?
Do I? No, God, no.
Oh,
House on the Rock.
Oh, man.
Tommy Bartlett.
Robot World. Ski show. Tommy Bartlett.
Just some hometown
the Pabst
shit.
Theater.
Just some Pabst, hometown shit.
Pabst Theater. Wrigley Field, motherfucker.
Field, baby.
Wrigley.
Going down to Wrigley.
Miller.
The gum was Miller. Good. Have you seen the stadium?
All right, Johnny. I'm sorry. You have a real pyramid question, and these guys are being so mean to you.
Nuh-uh. I'm not taking that bait.
Take your hat off.
Good.
So, I know that a lot of, I guess I know the Egyptian pyramids in particular are built very, very closely aligned with astronomical north, like the North Star, it's like directly over our North Pole. But really, you were describing some theories about, related to Tesla and his idea for power, and I would assume that would be related more to magnetic north, which is not the same thing. And so I'm wondering if there were some theoretical power source being generated there, why would it be aligned with astronomical north and not true north? Or not magnetic north.
Oof.
Oh,
good question.
Shit. Right?
Shit.
Fucking A.
Mic drop question.
Well, but we could both be wrong and neither of us know it.
Oh, right.
Which one is a lot they're aligned to? Because I've always understood that the pyramids were aligned more to
my balls.
Dude, I know that the magnetic field shifts, pole shifts, and our North Star moves it with the wobble. Whenever I hear them talking about the pyramids, they say that they are more aligned with true north, and I'm like,
as opposed to magnetic north. But the magnetic north is the one that changes.
I don't understand how you align something with the North Star. And I say that like I'm all irritated. Astronomy's responsibility to be clear to me instead of me fucking learning.
I understand what you're saying because it's like, isn't everything aligned with the North Star if you look at it the right way?
The stars are moving all over the place all the time. And I'm acting like I'm pissed. Like I'm high-roading being, like, because I'm dumb. But I just never, I've never gotten that shit.
Never
just
gotten
looks like
it.
They just, those stars are always on the move. And everyone's talking like they're like a GPS system.
Like so here's the crazy thing, right? When you look at the two major pyramids of the Great Pyramid, they have these causeways, they call them, that come off the pyramid, and they don't come straight off the pyramid, out the front door or whatever, where they're built. They go off a little bit. One goes off to the right, one goes off to the left.
Like a circuit board.
And everyone assumes now that the reason why this one is angled off is because it was avoiding the Sphinx.
Oh.
But I would.
Man, if I turned the corner, I saw a Sphinx. I saw some tiger with a human head, no nose, coming at me.
Talk about, let me tell you a riddle. I'm running.
I'd be getting the be fuck out of there.
You could be talking to the backs of both of my shoes.
I'd be doing this. you would see a cloud and maybe a bone spinning and stars. I'd be out of there.
Hairpin.
Rob Schraub wanted to kill Bugs Bunny. The wall. Like,
there was always a hairpin in the air when she ran away.
Who?
The witch that the wanted witch. To kill Bugs Bunny so bad. That
I'm like, how come there's some every time? But those causeways actually line up to two points in time, one of them being the what's the other thing that's not an equinox?
A solstice.
Solstice. One of them is completely aligned with the winter solstice where the sun rises, and one of them is aligned with the summer solstice where the sun rises. And so we sit there and go, oh, they were avoiding the Sphinx. But they actually line up to two points in time that happen. And so building these pyramids, they had to know mathematics, astronomy, physics, but then some of Earth's geological properties. So, like, for everything they had to know to have these alignments, I mean, you could say that they're random, but they just can't be because they align to the most important thing. Like the Great Pyramid is eight-sided. Have you guys heard that before?
Is it really that great? I mean, it's
not all eight sides. They buried half of those motherfuckers. It's the great side of a pretty shitty pyramid. Yeah.
Well, you can't see the eight sides.
I can.
Except for on the equinox.
You're so defensive.
You know, a being.
He's saying the royal you. It's not visible. It wasn't a challenge.
I'm sorry. I'll go back behind here.
they didn't know it was eight-sided until somebody flew over it on an equinox day where the sun was perfectly over.
What's an equinox day?
Where the days split 50-50 and the sun was directly overhead. So you at that point, you could see the shadow of all eight sides.
How are you going to see the shadow of something that's underground?
Here we go.
Just the pyramid on top. So, like, we always see four sides, but then on the equinox, it's just aligned in a way to where you see the crevice in the middle.
So
a pyramid
when you
is.
I was picturing like an eight sided die, like in D&D.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like there was a whole inverted pyramid on the bottom of every pyramid.
Oh, word. No. So like pyramid on top, four sided, actually eight sided because it's got concave.
I'm sorry.
Four concave sides.
Ugh, I've wasted this show.
Does that answer your question?
Well, they're gone. Let's move on. Did Jeff Goldblum. This is going to be a fun one.
Will there be dinosaurs on your talk show?
Oh my God.
Yes. Hello. My name is Jeff. I just wanted to say hello. And I am using the time phone. And,
Fuck you. Fuck you, Hobbit.
I had a question.
Fuck off.
This movie.
Fuck you, Abed.
It's uncanny.
Fuck you,
it's
Abed.
It's uncanny.
My name is Jeff, and I was in a movie called Jurassic Park, and my name is Jeff Goldblum, and I was in The Fly.
Jeff, I would like for you to... Jeff, I would like for you... Jeff, I would like for you to say your name.
Can you tell me...
Jeff, say your name.
Now,
what the fuck am I doing here?
It's Jeff Goldblum, man.
Fuck off. Fuck you, Jeff Goldblum.
We can hear the dog bark from outside, like, man.
See you through the window of the door. He's been drinking all day, so fucking stoned.
Turn him off, turn him off.
Than Harmony right
he got
now.
Me high.
And he doesn't have a question. He's going, my name is Jeff Goldblum. I was in a blah, blah, blah. He doesn't have a question. You made him do that.
It's one thing to get high before a day of television production. It's another thing to get other people high. That's fucked up.
Yes. Abed, don't drive home. You'll kill yourself.
All right. I think we're done with calls for now. What more about these pyramids, Willie?
All right, let's rock.
Yeah.
Are Aztec pyramids... Do they like Egyptian pyramids? Do they get along?
They use similar mathematics in that they the ratio that they use is to related to the earth and related to a sphere. So it's not just, you know, like you could just make a pyramid, but if the ratios are
I'm related to a sphere. My mother-in-law.
It's like the angles are specifically made from.
I'm never letting go of your
dude, you just got to hold those. These guys just. I'm going to let go.
Have you guys heard of the bent pyramid?
Rob Schneider? Yeah, is that was only released in France, right?
Didn't Bart Simpson?
There's one pyramid.
Le Pied de Mad, Courant.
There's one
where
pyramid.
Where they hired Rob Schneider to build the pyramids, and he's like, oh, I don't know. And it turned out
looks
bent.
Good. He made a bent pyramid. The version I saw, he was a bent pyramid, but.
Okay.
It was like, yeah, I know.
Why didn't they ever do a copy guy movie?
Yeah, right? Making copies movie. They should have.
I think it would be depressing. I think that guy doesn't have anything to live for.
You think it would start with a VO of him going like,
this was me.
Hey, audience. Audience Areno. viewer of movie doovie. And it's because he's addressing us.
Right.
And what's does anyone know what we're talking about right now?
This is the story of how I ended up making the most copies.
The biggest copy in the world.
It's like the government comes to him and goes, we need you to get some ink.
President Dorino. El Presidente.
I know.
Presidencio.
I know.
A Presiduca Daki. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A Presidulio.
Right. We need you to get...
Mr. Chief Hale.
Right. We need you to get an ink cartridge.
Making copies.
From Staples.
I'm making copies.
He does good work. Just keep him away from the Commander-in-Chief.
That's what happens when he... Because the commander in chief is like has diarrhea.
Wait, no, I prefer to think the commander in chief has diarrhea.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Well,
that's a choice.
Copy guys, like
literally
what I said. It's literally what I said.
Oh, I thought you were saying stapler guy did. Copy guy did.
No.
God damn it.
There's.
I'll see myself out. I mean, there's only 5 minutes.
I don't
really think there's
Rudolph
any point for
Randolph
me to be here.
Reinder.
Randy Randolph.
Ah. Waiting.
Randolph Lundgren.
Oh, right. Making copies.
That was my formative comedy. I remember making my own skits
copies?
Of
my balls.
That copy guy.
Go ahead, please.
It's like two different shows happening.
Five minutes. Make it count, guys.
All right, let me see. Hold on.
How many views?
So there's this one.
We're never going to hit your views, man. They don't like us.
How many uniques?
They don't like us.
Don't even tell me about views now.
We're here.
Yeah, for this week, great. Don't tell me about
your mom ever hitting refresh. But it's not going to maintain. They don't like us. It's insane.
Gotta get some guests.
You know what I'm talking about, the unique visits.
Get the unique, we need some unique visits. Watch this. I don't even need a lob. Or ask me anything.
What's it like to have free hands?
How do you chew gum?
Okay.
Very well. Well, there's this one pyramid called the Bent Pyramid, right? And so we assume...
Oh, the Rob Schneider one.
That they... that they just messed up.
They just messed up.
We're like, oh, they were building it, they messed up, and they just finished it, and whoever built these ones just sucked at it.
Yeah. It was probably like the last pyramid. It was probably like the pharaoh was like, keep making that pyramid or I'll put my foot up your ass. And they're like, he's fucking dying. He's 14. He's the oldest pharaoh we've ever had. He's 14. Like, listen to that cough. He's like, I'm coming right back out. See if that pyramid's finished. And he went inside and then they're just like, is it 5 o'clock yet? Pyramid's a little bent. Dying.
So, but like, we just assume that they messed up. One idea is if you go into that pyramid, the reason why it's bent is because it harmonically vibrates two different notes. And so the idea is if you go into these pyramids, you get vibrational healing energy. Damn. So the bent pyramid is actually like a chord.
So like what it's kind like, of healing energy? Like major healing? Like, or is it sharpen your razor blade?
Right. One idea is if that there was... if there was something wrong with you, you'd try to figure out which pyramid you needed to go into to
that's the
to
third act of the Rob Schneider movie. He's the bent pyramid, and he's like, oh, he's bent, but then it turns out he vibrates light better.
And then he is a normal guy at the end of the movie, right?
Oh, no, I think
he finds his place.
Rudolph doesn't get his nose regularized.
His worth.
Yeah, it's good that he's a bent pyramid in the end.
Yeah.
More people are going to be bent pyramids in the end, which is why the sequel's very hard. You're going to hit the reset button. You're going to create like a new, like...
The sequel starts, people castle. Are skateboarding on him. There's graffiti.
Yeah.
The sequel's the castles in India.
This is the story of how the bent pyramid died. And that hooks you in the beginning. Because you're like, what? I just sat down. The story of how the bent pyramid died.
12 weeks earlier.
This is me and my bros. We're just partying. We're having a great time.
Little did we know,
everything was gonna change.
It
all started when I started vibrating.
2 minutes.
So my only last thing about pyramids is these pyramids are all over the world, and they've never found blueprints of how to make them. And so one idea is that...
Well, how do you know? They could have found a piece of paper with a... triangle on it,
but we've never found.
We found a blueprint.
It's not complicated. It's
a blueprint.
Like a blueprint for babies.
This is cool.
We didn't find any
blueprint.
These alphabet blocks stacked. It's gradually reducingly toward the sky.
The Hudsucker proxy. Look at what I could. The hula hoop.
There's no adhesive used in those pyramids.
Huh? No, and most of them aren't.
Weight.
They're not square blocks. They're all each block fits only in one spot.
Yeah, they gotta have that.
And then also on top of all that, what's even bigger than those blocks are the blocks that the pyramids sit on that haven't sunk in thousands of years.
What?
All for some dead guy.
Right.
I bet you wasn't even dead.
You'd think they would want to put some rooms in there.
Put some rooms in there.
Like, what do you think that city looked like before it was just pyramids? Because everything else
Let me ask you a little
disposable pyramid grocery stores.
Let me ask you a question. So, did they build the tomb first and then just build the pyramid around it, or did they start building?
No, because that shit's in the middle.
It's in the middle, right? Yeah. You would, but you wouldn't. This is what I'm saying. It's like you build like the living room.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you build like a hallway, and then you start building the bricks around it, right?
Yeah, I don't know why you'd What, I don't know what you're talking about, man.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
10 seconds.
5 minutes.
All right, thanks, everybody. We got a Patreon. Patreon.com/real-life-sci-fi.
Come sucks.
Come sucks.
Go to our Patreon. Tier 3 gets 3 hours of phone calls with Wade.
Yeah.
He'll call you and just help you work out your...
Who are you dating?
Who am I dating?
Yeah, yeah. Who are you dating? Date somebody.
Oh.
So many dates.
This is too personal.
Will you date a Patreon?
Will you date a pyramid? Will you date the
next caller?
If
someone gives enough to a Patreon,
will you date them?
Will you have non-consensual sex with them?
Will you date Jeff Goldblum if he calls back?
Yes.
Okay. We're out. We're out. They just cut us off.
Sound Became Color's new album, Abstract Terrors, is available now on anywhere you listen to music and at soundbecamecolor.com. This is released on Black Van Records. It's an abstract synthwave masterpiece that will keep you up all night. Timothy Pizza is on the synths. He's a friend of the show. He's been on a few times. You know him. Michael Reed on the drums and vibraphone. Michael Diaco with effects, mixing, and production. If you like instrumental psychedelic synth rock, go listen to Sound Became Color. I cannot tell you how great this album is. Go check it out. I love what Timothy Pizza and Sound Became Color has made. Let me know what you think.